the Care A Friendly Community project overall, it involves mini projects, and we're going to be particularly working on a pilot scheme with local GPs in Stevenage. It's piloting prescription breaks, and we're going to be doing this piece of work in collaboration with Crossroads Care, Hertfordshire North.
If we could just talk about that one first. So talk to us about what's the issue, what's it addressing?
The prescription break scheme is to help carers have a break from caring. And it's also an opportunity for GPs to recognise more carers, to have a conversation with them about their needs. Carers suffer a lot of physical and mental health issues, and having a regular breaks can really help reduce the stress they experience.
I suppose the difficult thing is someone actually identifying themselves as a carer in the first place.
That's right. What we find is that carers often come forward for support when they're reaching a crisis. And by introducing things like prescription break and the other mini projects, we're hoping that we're going to get more carers earlier in their carers' lives, their caring role.
And healthcare is a big area, isn't it, that needs looking at to try and make things easier for carers, because I guess carers are, for example, at hospital a lot, and their needs are actually quite different. You're working with the Lister Hospital at the moment, and there's some good news on the horizon, I understand.
That's right. The Lister Hospital, run by the East and North Hertfordshire NHS Trust, they are appointing a carer's lead. This is a nursing post, and they're going to be particularly looking at the needs of stroke patients and their carers, starting with a focus on that group, and also using the mini project working with us to identify more carers and refer them for support.
What kinds of challenges are there when a carer goes into a hospital? What's their experience like?
Carers report to us that they have to make a lot of visits to hospital. They find it quite expensive to get there is one of the issues they report to us. And when they get there, they're not always certain who they should talk to about the care of their loved one, of their cared for. And there can also be problems on discharge, and we're going to be working closely with the hospital on the issues that carers experience when they're cared for as discharged from hospital, looking at better planning.
So you're saying that there are actually the issues surrounding going to a hospital, they can continue beyond the person actually being in the hospital when they get discharged. What is that that causes that problem? What's the issue there?
It's one of the issues that we're going to be working on with the hospital to focus in more detail on what the particular problems are. But one of the issues that the hospital are concerned about, as well as it being a bad result for the carer, is that the cared for's go back into hospital too quickly as a result of poor planning and discharge. So we're going to want to tease out how we can improve planning and discharge so that that doesn't happen, so that the cared for is discharged and is able to stay at home.